It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Last month, Newsweek employees showed up to work at their Lower Manhattan offices and were shocked to find investigators from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office with a warrant searching the premises. They later hauled off 18 computer servers. The staff at Newsweek did what journalists do, and they reported on the story. But along the way, Newsweek's parent company pushed back. They even fired a reporter and two senior editors who were on the story. More journalists resigned in protest. This week, they published what they found so far. Here to talk about what happened at Newsweek is politics editor at Newsweek, Michael Mishak. He helped oversee the three reporters' investigation. Welcome to WNYC, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
What did you find out in your reporting about the Manhattan DA's probe into Newsweek Media Group?
So what we found out is that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating Newsweek Media Group for, at this point, probably about 18 months. The broad umbrella of what they're looking at is it's a financial fraud investigation. And we do know that specifically they are interested in the loans that the media company took out to purchase servers. And in addition to that, what we learned in the most recent story that we reported is the investigators are also looking at the financial ties between Newsweek Media Group and Olivet University, which is a small California-based Christian Bible college.
So can you go into detail about what those financial ties were?
Throughout the course of our reporting, we did find that Newsweek Media Group has paid Olivet University more than $2.8 million in recent years for what both parties describe as research and development and licensing agreements. On top of that, in an area of upstate New York called Dutchess County, where Olivet University was expanding and building a satellite campus, we had found that Olivet University and the development company that it formed, called Dover Greens, had arranged for about $150,000 in free advertising in Newsweek. And when we had heard that, it was, again, very odd to us. First of all, it was newsworthy because it was an extra layer of financial connection that went beyond what either party had previously described.
So we mentioned that journalists lost their jobs over this story. A couple of editors, a reporter. Do you think that was in direct retaliation for the reporting on this story?
I believe so. I think that we all believe so. And I think that the owners have acknowledged that the coverage of the company played into the dismissals. The folks that were targeted were the folks that were directly most involved with this story.
So now in any reputable newsroom, there is supposed to be a firewall between the newsroom and the editorial staff and the owners of the company. In this story, you included a very lengthy and detailed editor's note saying there was, quote, egregious breaches of confidentiality and journalism ethics by the company. What did you mean by that?
A company official asked us to unmask our confidential sources, which is one of those sort of journalistic crimes. It's just, you know, we can't do that. Our reporters received unsolicited comments from parties in the story. It was very clear you could only respond with those comments had you read significant portions, if not the entire draft of the story. That sent a chill throughout the reporters, throughout all the editors associated with this. We realized that something deeply, deeply wrong had happened.
So in light of what you just described, how does Newsweek move forward as a reputable news outlet?
I think it's still far too early for us to tell. And I really can't overstate the psychological blow to the rest of the newsroom when just a few weeks ago we watched our colleagues kind of be walked out of the building.
Michael Mishak is the politics editor at Newsweek. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Newsweek Media Group did not return WNYC's request for comment. Olivet University sent us a statement they published in January that denied any financial ties between Olivet and Newsweek beyond a licensing and research agreement. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office also declined to comment.